Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with veteran jazz guitarist and composer Ron Jackson on the 2022 CD Standards and My Songs, Volume 4. This project came out of the pandemic lockdown, released on his own Ronnie Music label. It showcases his clean-burning, clean-toned guitar voice, mostly in trio format, with Willie Jones III and Ben Wolfe. And this is a bookend sequel to his pre-pandemic, his 2019 album, Standards and Other Songs. He also opens up about the COVID life we're all living, the new live shows coming up, and the future at hand. Enjoy.
Yeah, Ron, I'm good, man. I'm just hopeful, especially for you jazz cats, that the world starts opening up and, you know, just the sun starts shining, man. It's just a really gloomy, weird time on planet Earth.
Tell me about it. I know I'm trying to do a tour right now. I'm worried about getting people to come out and all this other stuff, you know?
I think the thing about this is that if you go back to the beginning of this, it's just this weird start and stop. There's not a lot of trust. You know, once we believe that we have a vaccine, once we believe things are getting better, all of a sudden there's a variant. There's always something that comes in. And the irony of this whole time here is the most efficient part of this entire pandemic was when they first started pulling out the shots in March of 2021. I never saw anything more efficient and more well-oiled than that was. But it just seems like everything else has just been this weird hiccup.
I lost a lot of work, but hopefully, you know, things pick up.
And I guess that's kind of the alpha of our conversation here is the beauty of this process as a musician is that you have a new Standards and My Songs album coming out. And I think the thing that's beautiful about this is that it's coming out during a time where hopefully things are going to open up and there's going to be more vigor and more vitality. So how does it feel to have this coming out right now?
I mean, I think it's great. I mean, I was planning this. I mean, I plan to actually release this album around the time that the pandemic started, you know, to record it, but then, you know, everything got shut down. So I wanted to release it a year before, actually, but, you know, I decided that I could actually record this album. I just, you know, started actually planning a tour to try to tour in June and record the album in the fall, which was November, and then release it in February or, you know, in the beginning of the year and then go on tour right after. So that it actually everything is actually coming to fruition. I mean, there's some hiccups, like you said. In January, the beginning of the Omicron wave, you know, I lost a bunch of work, like everybody else, and a lot of the places I was supposed to play at closed. Actually, for some places, a few weeks; some places permanently; some places for a month. So now the tour is definitely happening, and my album's coming out on February 25th. I'm playing at the Django here in New York City, and then I'm going on tour starting on March 5th, starting in Medina, Ohio. If you're out there, come on out, you know, in Williams on the Lake. And I just found out last Friday, you know, I was playing this the whole time as well, but, you know, apply for a tour grant from South Arts, you know, it's called Jazz Road. You know, they help fund up to 3 to 6, tour dates on a tour. You know, my tour is longer, but they funded my first week of my tour. So I can bring my own band. So I'm playing in 6 different, you know, venues in the Midwest. So it's, you know, it worked out great like that, you know, as far as timing is concerned. So I'm very happy about it.
I listen to CDs in the car driving around, and when I put yours in and listen to it, it's a comforting soundtrack. It's very cerebral, and it just feels right. And that's the way it made me feel. Yeah. And, you know, and during this time where people need music and need art and comfort, I think your album is beautiful for this time. And my question to you is, what are you hoping that the listener gets from this experience?
Oh, that's an interesting question. You know, I just want them to feel like, you know, how much I love this music and how I'm dedicated to the music and hope that comes across. You know, this is an honest album. I tried my best to you know, just be myself, Ron Jackson. And I was really happy, you know, with the way it was recorded and the musicians I had on the album. So that's the most important thing, you know, to join and share the album into their friends and family. And hopefully I'll be able to see them in person when I'm on tour. You know, my goal was also to to be on tour when the album is coming out and being having it played on the radio. So that it actually the plan came came true. You know, I'm going to be gone for a month, and hopefully I can meet my fans, too, and, you know, they can see me perform this music.
You know, and during this time of quarantine and self-reflection, what did you learn about yourself that maybe you didn't realize before that's going to make you a stronger musician and person as we reemerge and you promote this album and start your tour?
I mean, I'm always working on trying to be, to constantly be a jazz musician and be a strong person. Like, it's hard to be in the jazz business, I think. It's only 1% of the of the listening audience listens to jazz, so I feel like I'm always working hard to, you know, keep at it and keep growing, and you know, most importantly to me, to stay strong with this is to constantly release and record albums. For a while, I was only releasing an album every 4 or 5 years, but now I've decided with the pandemic, I waited a little bit longer, but I want to release an album every 1 or 2 years, focusing more on myself as a musician and as Ron Jackson, as opposed to being a sideman with other people and growing that.
You know, as you do get out and start performing live, I'm curious, you know, what do you hope the audience and even musicians realize about this long absence away from live music? I mean, we're going on 2 years. What do you hope how we all kind of reemerge and go back into this?
I mean, one thing I found out during the lockdown is that, we're really lucky to actually to walk. We took for granted like how easy it is to walk around with no masks and not being able to not get sick and seeing live music. Actually, that's what that's the thing that's really important to me, that we take for granted performing live. And I hope that people really appreciate. And I see people when I perform live now, they really appreciate and they're longing for to see people and perform live, to see live musicians, actually. I hope that people just realize that it's great to go out and support our music. And I think they do that already. You know, they had something missing when they were, you know, like everybody being at home isolated, you know. So that's what I want them to realize is that, you know, to appreciate what we have. And, you know, it could be taken away easily, you know, like this pandemic.
You know, and the one thing too is that as a jazz community, which you're clearly a leader in the jazz community, there's been so many new skills that all these cats have had to pick up. There's so many things that people have been through. But how do you see the world of the jazz community emerging stronger and more vibrant and more ever-present than ever as we get back at it?
Well, that's a good question, actually. I mean, one thing that I learned, I mean, myself personally, is that since the lockdown, it's kind of been kind of strange, but I've been using social media and that kind of stuff a lot. I mean, really building that up just in case something like this happens again. That's the thing that's really interesting about this whole situation. So, I mean, I think that people, I mean, in my case, that people should have a backup, like social media or something. So when something happens like this, you know, that you don't have to rely on performing live, actually. So that's one thing I learned about this pandemic myself, is that it's very important to not only rely on performances, but to also to be able to reach out to your audience virtually. Kind of like, you know, what's really interesting? It's like it's interesting that Facebook changed the meta, and they believe that the metaverse is going to be everything online. I mean, you know, it's kind of like that parallel to me, the music business too. And it's funny, there's some people that before even the pandemic started that were really successful online, you know, like yourself. You know, you do a lot of things like this virtually or like
yeah.
You have your show. That's one of the things that grew and developed and that people should be able to identify with in the future, I think.
No, absolutely, and I've seen that vitality in the community, and I think that's going to be essential no matter what, because there's no guarantee. And but man, Ron, again, what a wonderful album. It's so great to see you cats back out at it. I've talked to so many of you over these last 2 years that it's gotten to a point where these periods of inactivity is just really hard to digest, because I love seeing live jazz. So man, good luck, enjoy the road, and thank you for taking time out to talk about this wonderful new album.
Yeah, and I hope to see you someplace, wherever you're at, in person one day.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Yeah, I would love that. And, again, good luck, and I do look forward to meeting you, and I'm sure at some point our paths will cross.
Definitely. Nice speaking with you, Joe.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest cats in New York City, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. Thanks to Ron for his class, cool, and time. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes Store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com. And for everything Neon Jazz all the time, go to theneonjazz.blogspot.com. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.